Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the Gospel lesson. The title is the one word blessed. That's such a word. There have been translations of that word over the years. One of the translations that is not very good is the word happy. Happy are the poor in spirit. Happy are those who mourn. No, that misses the whole point. What is the point? Blessed, blessed, blessed. What does that mean? Some years ago, I did something that I wasn't sure could be done. I decided to write a set of anti-beatitudes. That sounds odd, doesn't it? Why would a pastor write a set of anti-beatitudes? Well, it has to do with what the word blessed means. But, just to bring out the illustration, here's a few of the anti-beatitudes. Blessed are the clever and inventive, for they shall find tax loopholes. Blessed are the positive thinkers, for they shall achieve. Blessed are the assertive, for they shall get their way. Anti-beatitudes. What's the whole point? Again, back to the word blessed. The word blessed is not the word happy. The word blessed is something tremendously important. The word blessed is a word that changes everything. If you read through the Beatitudes and you see, oh, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are those who are persecuted, blessed are you when others revile you. It sounds like Jesus is saying things that make absolutely no sense in our world. We're getting closer to the point. The word blessed is a tremendously important word when it comes out of the mouth of Jesus, because of who Jesus is. He is God. And when words come out of the mouth of God, things happen. Think back, way, way back, all the way through the Old Testament to the first book of the Bible, the first chapter of that book. The first words that came out of the mouth of God, what were those words? Let there be light. And when God speaks a word, what happens? It happens as He speaks it. This is what makes the words of Jesus different from our words. This is what makes, actually, the Beatitudes a fantastic lesson for All Saints' Day. Because what happens when Jesus says, blessed, is that, though it wants to resist, though it tries to resist, though it fights against those words, though the whole world stands up in arms against the word of Jesus saying, blessed, what is going to happen? It will happen as He speaks it, and then blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and so on my account. He makes it happen. One word from Jesus, and the whole reality of the world is changed. Two steps from now, we're going to say, and exactly what realities in this world end up getting changed. But before we get there, we want to say, well, exactly how does that happen? And how it happens is because the Word of God is not simply spoken out into our universe or spoken out into reality. What happens is that the Word of God is backed up by something. It is grounded, built, founded on, empowered by something that set in motion is going to make these things happen. And the what it is founded on and the thing that gives the power to everything is something that you know so very well. Because every sermon in a good Lutheran congregation has got to be about this. It is the cross of Jesus. It is Jesus going to the cross with our sins laid on him to suffer, to die, to set us free, to clothe us in his righteousness, to bring us back into harmony with God, to restore what was lost back in the Garden of Eden, to destroy the works of the devil, to give life where there is death, light where there was darkness, truth where there was error, his kingdom coming into our world. And as he does this, Jesus Christ makes his own blood the guarantee of his words. That's a powerful thing. His own suffering becomes the guarantee of his promises. His death becomes the guarantee of our life and our eternal life. His kingdom becomes the guarantee of what he says to the saints. Blessed. Now for the examples. Oh, let the world point at a Christian who is going through terrible times. Let the world point to a Christian who is stricken down with cancer, heart disease, with a thousand other things that come along and sweep through our mortal nature and drag us away into sickness, suffering, and death. Let the whole world point at a Christian in that situation and say whatever it will, we have one word from Jesus that changes that whole reality. And the word is blessed. And the world will talk about it. And the world will say, that makes no sense. Or let the world point to the Christian who has stood up for the name of Jesus and has faced persecution. And the world mocks and ridicules. Well, think about that one verse in the church's one foundation. It talks about the world looking at the church with a scornful wonder. Oh, yeah. That's the reality that's on the surface that this world sees and talks about and mocks and ridicules and says, why would you want to follow this person? Why would you want to follow a suffering Savior? Why would you want to see Jesus on his way to Calvary and he's carrying his cross and he says, come follow me. And you want to follow that? Do you know what's going to happen with your life if you take up your cross and follow him? And all those realities will in some way come into your life. And yet Jesus comes along and in one word, all of reality has to be changed. Blessed. All of reality has to be changed because his cross, his suffering, death, and resurrection change everything. Little detour here, considered a parenthesis, if you will. Some years ago when the movie The Passion of the Christ came out, and sitting there watching it and reading the subtitles, and as Jesus is on his way to Calvary, he turns and says to his mother, "Look, mother, I'm making everything new." And actually, that quote is taken right out of the book of Revelation, chapter 21, the new heaven and the new earth, and the voice from the throne says, "Behold, I make all things new." It's founded and patterned and built on the cross and the empty tomb. Founded and built on the blood of Jesus and on his words, guaranteeing all of those things. So let the world point at the Christian. The older Christian, facing the end of life and the frailty of our mortal flesh. The younger Christian, say, in high school, that has dared to stand up for their faith, and their friends pull back from them and don't want anything to do with them because some in the school are mocking and ridiculing. Or the Christian who lives their faith and they don't go along with the crowd, and now they're not popular anymore, and they face loneliness and heartache. And let that Christian, as saint after saint for 2,000 years has done, let that Christian turn to this one word from Jesus and realize that when Jesus pronounces that word over your life, you have something from God that is more valuable than any gift the world can give, that is longer lasting than any favors the world can throw your way, that is more powerful than any wealth or connection or ability in this life. Let that one word from Jesus, blessed, fill your heart this day as you remember the saints that have gone before, and as you look forward in your life to those times when Jesus calls you to acknowledge him before the world and know that he will acknowledge you for all eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.